The children are just going to go out in just a moment. We're just going to show a little clip. This is about the message this morning. We'll just watch the clip. And then after the clip, the children can go out. So let's just watch this little clip, and then the children will all go out in a moment. Hearing about some smells today, but kids, if you'd like to make your way out, we'll just pray for the kids. What you will be doing will not stink, but you're going to have a great time out there. Let's just pray for the kids as they're going out this morning. Kids, don't get any ideas, particularly my boys, don't get any ideas. But, just pray for the kids as they go out this morning. Okay, pre-kinder are at the back there, pre-kinder at the back. Old kinder and older are out this door. Pre-kinder through the back door. Older children out this way here. So let's just pray for the kids as they go out this morning. Father, we just thank you for the kids. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the production, Lord, that they're getting together, Lord, for the end of the month, Father. And Lord, we know it's going to be an awesome time. Lord, just bless the kids as they prepare, Father. Bless their parents, Lord, as they faithfully bring their kids along each week, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, you just bless them in your mighty name. Amen. Amen. Bless your kids as you go out. Praise God. I hope you enjoyed that little clip this morning. What I want to talk about this morning is I want to talk about smells, and I want to talk about a particular smell this morning. I want to talk about your smell. I want to talk about the aroma of your life. Now, don't start sniffing each other. Some of you are separating already. I noticed that I want to talk about your smell, the atmosphere, the aroma of your life, because every one of us has a smell, has an aroma, has a fragrance that comes off our life. I want to talk about that this morning. And it's an important thing because the aroma or the fragrance of your life will affect every part of your life. It'll affect every relationship that you have with people, what you deal with. It'll affect your marriage. It'll affect your work situation. It'll affect every relationship upon your life. Even it affects our relationship with God or our fellowship with God. And it certainly will affect every part of your life. So I want to talk about this fragrance or this aroma. What actually happens? What do you bring when you enter a room? When you come into the room, what is the fragrance that you bring into the room? Do you bring a freshness when you walk into the room, or do you bring a bad smell when you walk into a room? What lingers when you leave the room? And talking about lingering, I was in the supermarket not long ago, a couple of weeks, maybe 3-4 weeks ago. And I was in the supermarket aisle, and I'm walking along, and I think, what is that smell? And I walk along, and I think, oh, it's gone, and then I go in the next aisle. It's the same smell again. Oh, what is that smell? I'm walking along, go on the next aisle. I thought, oh, hang on, this is somebody, I reckon. And then I go in the aisle, no smell. Oh, phew, they're gone. Go on the next, he's been in here. This lingering aroma that is lingering. And then finally go through, and then there I go to the checkout, and there at the checkout is the guy, the source of it all. And he just left this lingering, wafting fragrance. Well, fragrance is a nice word for it. But we can do that spiritually. There is a fragrance of your life, and I want to talk about it, because every now and again, every one of us needs to check out the fragrance of our lives. Ladies will run off into the toilets and they squirt themselves with perfume. Guys will be there just doing a little discreet, is it me, you know, checking ourselves out. We need to check ourselves out spiritually. What is the aroma? What is the smell of our lives? And trouble is that sometimes when we've got a smell in our lives, that other people are aware of it, and we don't even know that we've got that smell. Other people are aware, but we don't even know that we begin to smell. If we're giving off a bad smell, we don't know that sometimes. And sometimes like people, when they smoke, they do everything to try to hide it or whatever else. But people who smoke, they don't even realize the smell that they actually carry with them. There's a lingering fragrance, for want of a better word, that follows them wherever they go. And if you smoke all the time, you don't think it smells. If you live with pets in your home, my mum used to have a little couple of dogs. One died, she got another one. They used to live in the home. And when I was living in the house there, I never realised that the house smelt like dogs. But when I moved out of home, and then I go and visit mum, I go, "Mum, this place stinks. The house smells like a big dog." And you never realise when you're living there, because you just get familiar with the smell. And sometimes it takes somebody else to come along and say, "There's a smell here." And sometimes we'll do that. Sometimes we feel a little bit uneasy towards somebody, something around us, something a little bit not right, and we're just picking up something of an odour that comes off their life. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about our life. I want to talk about our scent, first of all, and then also talk about our odour, because they're two different things. Just put this little clip up, Josh, just show you this. This is a new ministry that we're starting in the church. And we want to have people that go around and check each other's odours. And so if you'd like to sign up for this ministry, just see me at the end of the service. And says you think your job stinks. But there is an odour, there's something attached to our life. I want to talk about the scent of our life, first of all, because it's important you don't get scent and odour mixed up. They're two totally different things. And as believers, we have a peculiar scent. There is a scent. But I want to talk about the odour that can actually mask the scent that we have. Every single species has its own peculiar scent. And so elephants, they don't smell like camels, and camels, they don't smell like dog. Every species has its own unique scent. And as human beings, we have a unique scent. You have a scent that is unique to you. So a lion or a tiger, they'll know. They'll pick up, that's the smell of a human. They know you're not a deer or an antelope. They'll pick up your scent. It's every single species has its own unique scent. I remember when I was a little, did you ever used to watch those cartoons? Did you ever used to see Pepe Le Pen? Do you remember Pepe Le Pew? Le Pew is what it was written as, but Le Pen, I think, is what he said, because he was French. I don't speak French, but little Pepe, this little skunk. And as a kid, I used to think, I'd love to one day just, you know, he has this smell wafting behind him. And I thought, I'd love one day just to smell a skunk. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, I realized what an idiot I was. When we were in America last year, we were staying in this beautiful old building. It was a couple of hundred years old and nearly 200 years old. A very, very old farmhouse. And there was a modern farmhouse where the farmer lived, and we were staying in this beautiful, it was in a Mennonite community right in the middle of the Amish community area. And there was generations, I think seven or eight generations listed of the farmers that had lived in this particular house and building. Anyway, the day that we were going there was a special Mennonite celebration going on, and so they had seven services that day, and so they weren't going to be home until really late, to after midnight. But we arrived there, I don't know, maybe 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they said, "This is where the key is, let yourself in. We won't be home to about midnight that night because of these seven church services they had that day." And so they went to every service and they'd be there. Anyway, so we get there and we go there, we open up the door, and then what is that smell? It was this most incredible smell, like I cannot even begin to describe it. But it turns out, just earlier that morning, a skunk happened to be up near the front door where we were staying. And the door was opening because they were airing it off for us. We're coming in. They got up early, crack of dawn, as farmers do, airing it all off. And a skunk happened to come and be right at the door. Well, their cat saw the skunk, and the cat went for the skunk. And the cat and the skunk, and so skunks do what skunks do best, right in front of the open doorway, right where we're going to be sleeping. So we're going, and we're just walking around. I'm looking for dead bodies. It's just absolutely the worst possible thing. We opened all the windows. We just thought, we can't. We're going to die if we stay in this place. So we went there. We tried to buy air freshener. We couldn't buy air freshener because this is an Amish territory in Pennsylvania. And so anyway, what we managed to go is like a little service station. You know those little Christmas tree fragrant things? So we got them all around, everywhere, every place, hanging everywhere. And that night when I laid in bed, I'm lying there, and I got one of those little Christmas trees. And I am not joking, right against my nose. And I tell you what, it didn't make any difference. That was the worst smell I've ever smelled. And if you're ever curious about it, don't be. You do not want to smell a skunk. But everything has its own unique smell. And as humans, we do. Within each species, there's a peculiar, unique species. You have your own unique scent as a person. Your own unique, your body produces pheromones which give you your own individual scent. And a husband and wife, they can normally recognize each other's scent. You line up all the men here, blindfold the woman, she should be able to pick out, oh, yep, that's my husband, bang. Not because of his sneakers, but because of his scent. He can pick something up that smell. And so there is a scent. And what I want to quickly talk about, just the difference between scent and odor. It's important you don't get these things confused, because if you do, in your own Christian walk, you will be confused about your identity in Christ, your position in Christ, where you're heading in Christ. We have a scent as believers. But also unbelievers also have a scent. And scent is like our nature. It's a part of who we are. We produce a scent. And when you're an unbeliever, there's a peculiar scent that is attached to your life. There's a scripture in Isaiah 65, verses 2 and 5. We'll just read this. It says, and this is an unbeliever. This is the smell of an unbeliever to a holy and righteous God. It says, all day long I've held up my hands to an obstinate people, who walk in ways not good, pursuing their own imaginations, who say, keep away, don't come near me, for I am too scared for you. Such people are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that keeps burning all day. When somebody is not a Christian, when they haven't given their life to Christ, before the perfect and holy living God, our life stinks to God. We are an affront to God. The stench of our life in God's nostrils is, and here we are, as running people who don't know Jesus Christ, our character, our nature is an affront. It's a stinking smell to God. It's a worse than a skunk. It's a putrid, dead smell of death over our life, which comes up before God. And it's such a repulsive smell to God. Ephesians 2:3, it talks about that by our nature that we were objects of wrath. That our very nature was something as, ugh, a smell, a stink of who you are. Your nature is just such an affront to God. Now, the reason why I'm saying that is because it helps us understand how amazing is the grace of God. Now, we have the picture of the prodigal son, you know, and there's the father there. The father's looking over, looking for the prodigal, and, you know, the prodigal's there, and the father's there, and they go skipping across the daisies and run and embrace one another, and it's a wonderful thing. But we forget sometimes about where's the son been? He's been living like a pig. He's been eating like a pig, living like a pig. And believe me, he would have smelt like a pig. And I'm sure that when he's coming to the father's going, what is that smell? Now, there's this, if he's downwind, he thinks there's a herd of pigs coming over the hill. But it's the son, and we're like that to God. But the father runs to the son, and he throws his arms around this stinking son of his that smells like a dead pig, throws his arms around him. And that's what God's grace and love is for us. That when we, even though we're so repulsive, someone, when we're so steeped in sin and our own lives and selfishness, it's just such an affront, a stink in God's nostrils. And yet God, in his endless, amazing grace, he runs and he embraces us and he takes us to himself and takes us even into his kingdom. He actually takes us in through what Jesus Christ did upon the cross, as we talked about at communion today. Because of his sacrifice, he actually does something fundamental to us. That when we become to Christ, something changes in your nature. Your scent actually changes. When you give your heart to Jesus Christ, you go from being a disgusting, offensive smell to something changes. When you have Christ in your life, something totally changes about your smell. Let's have a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14 and 16. It says, be thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ, among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To one, the smell of death, to the other, the fragrance of life. And who is equal to such a task? So it talks about the aroma of Christ. Once you become a Christian, you no longer have a stinking scent. Your whole scent actually changes. You now not have the stench of death and sin upon your life. But all of a sudden, when you come into the kingdom of God, something changes. And now you have Christ living within you. And the aroma of the fragrance of the life of Christ is now upon you, and it's upon your life. Something has changed fundamentally in your life. When you become a Christian, you go from being a stinking smell by nature to something that is totally beautiful to God. You read the Song of Solomon, it talks a beautiful passage. It's a song, it talks about the beloved and the lover, and it's really talking about God's heart towards us. And the many references there, it says, oh, the perfume, the smell of you, it's just wonderful to me. It's almost like when we come before God and we begin to lift our hands and begin to worship Him, it's like that makes God's heart skip a beat. It's something beautiful, something precious, that when you come to God and you open your heart to Him, it's like you take His breath away. He's just so captivated with us because of the fragrance of our life. And so it's a wonderful thing that happens on the cross. We go from being this stinking, repulsive thing to something that is just an aroma, a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful thing that God just loves. He loves our attention. He loves our affection. He loves the aroma of our life, which is Christ that is within us. And so something wonderful happens when we become a believer. The scent of our life changes. There's something different about you. And wherever you go now, you're not bringing death and destruction and all those things. You actually carry Christ within you, and you have the fragrance of the life of Christ. So that when you walk into the room, what do you bring into your room? You bring in the aroma and the fragrance of Christ. When you leave the room, what is left behind? It's the scent, the aroma of Christ. And that's what we bring. Says some unbelievers that they don't like that. They're so used to the smell of death, they can't handle the smell of life. Some people will react to that. But God calls us to bring the aroma of Christ. It says, who is equal to such a task? And that's what God has called us to do, to bring that aroma of Christ. And John 17 is an interesting one. It won't be up there on the screen. John 17, 18. It's where Jesus says, he says, as you have sent me, so I have sent them. John 17, 18. It won't be on your bookmark. It won't be on the screen. John 17, 18. As you have sent me, so I've sent you. Now that's talking about him sending us out with that apostolic authority. But I like to change it a little bit and put a little C in there. Because as you have sent me, so I have sent them. As God, you put your smell, your fragrance on my life, Lord, I also have sent them. I put the fragrance upon their heart and life. And so you have a nature, you have a scent that is something beautiful to God. There's a beauty within you, which is the beauty of Christ within you, a beautiful scent. And what I mainly want to talk about here is not so much is the scent of our life, because when you become a Christian, you have that scent. Something fundamentally has changed in our heart. Where we struggle mostly, it's not in that, because once we become a Christ, we have the fragrance of the aroma of Christ in our life. But sometimes we end up with an odor upon our life. Different thing. Scent and odor, a different thing. Did you know that when you actually sweat, your sweat actually does not smell bad at all? Your sweat itself does not smell bad at all. All it contains is your own scent of who you are, and it's not a bad smell. It's another smell that humans will pick up. The sweat itself does not have any smell at all. But what actually happens is you've got some glands in your body. You've got apocrine glands and the sebaceous glands, and particularly where there's lots of hairy hair is where a lot of the sebaceous glands are located. And when you start to exert yourself, you begin to sweat. Sweat itself doesn't smell, but we also produce this stuff that's called sebum. If I'm pronouncing some of these things wrong, forgive me. But this stuff, sebum, that is produced at that time. So what happens is that you're actually covered with skin bacteria. Every one of you, as you sit here, a receiving mass of skin bacteria. So I hope you feel uplifted and encouraged now. You have not only millions, you have billions and billions of skin bacteria all over you right now. Can you feel them crawling all over you? Billions of them. If you go have a shower now, as you go home after this service, I'm getting rid of these bacteria. And if you use the best antibacterial soaps that we have, cover yourself, do whatever you can to get rid of it, you may get it down to millions. But these little guys, they double in number every half an hour. So it's not long before your millions become billions again. That's a good idea to wash, isn't it? But it's not your sweat that smells. It's when these little guys, when you're smelling the sebum that's produced, they go, you little ripper, and they start eating that. And the smell is what is left over. That's your little bacteria poo-poos that's left behind. That is the smell. That is the odor. Now, are you really encouraged and uplifted now? Now, I'm putting this in spiritual terms in a moment, but just going over some of the biology of it. And so that's the smell, that's the odor And sometimes when there's a lot of exercise, a lot of exertion, you think, yeah, I need to go have a shower because these little guys have been pooping all over me. I need to get cleaned up. But sometimes in life, we begin to develop an odor about us. It's not to do with our scent, because nothing can change your scent. Your scent is you're a Christian. You are the fragrance of the aroma in Christ in your life. And you fundamentally, your scent is something that is beautiful, something that is attractive. But through the process of life, we can generate a bit of an odor. And that's what I want to look at briefly just this morning. Because what can happen is that just through living life, just through the difficulties, the pressures, the struggles, the things that we face in life, is that we can actually begin to develop an odor, but we don't even know that we have it. And it's a very subtle thing. It's just through the things of life. I'm going to go through a number of things, but things that can cause an odor upon our heart, upon our spirit, make us begin to be a little bit smelly. Our scent cannot be touched, but it's something that happens on top of that, and it masks the odor, the scent, and an odor, a bad odor, begin to come off our life. And quite often we don't notice that. I had a friend I used to play tennis with, and he had a real problem in this area. He used to pick me up in his Mini, and he had a real problem with odor. Now, we hadn't even started playing yet. You're in a Mini at maybe 40 degrees, you know, air conditioning in that little Mini, and it was a very powerful trip there. Coming home after the match, a few times I thought, I'm going to die. Look, I'm just going to die. I'm going to have to say something to him. And I've had a couple of times in my life, I had to risk some friendships and say, look, you may not realize this. And he had absolutely no idea. He was horrified. But, you know, you have a problem. You really do have a problem. Now, he was actually grateful because we were friends. I was able to tell him. And he had a bit of a problem, and he was able to, you know, it wasn't hygiene. It was just a condition that he had, and he was able to get treatment and everything, and it was fine. And but sometimes we don't realize that. We go on happily, blindly, and we're putting off this bad smell. Why do we struggle in some relationships? Why do we find it hard to make good friendships with people? Why do we find it difficult to keep friendships? Why do we struggle in different areas of our life? Why is life so hard sometimes? And maybe it's because we're putting off a smell, and we don't even realize that we're doing that. I want to look at that. I want to look at the things. What are the things that affect our odor? Your scent is your nature. Nothing touches that. But the odor is like our attitude. And if you end up with things that begin to touch your attitude, you'll start giving off a bad smell, which will begin to impact and affect other people in ways that perhaps that you're not even aware of. Three things that can affect an odor to come upon our lives. The things that we do, things that others do, and even the things that we don't do can also affect that upon your life. And so let's quickly look at these things together. What about some of the things that we do? Well, quite often, just the exertion of life. Life is not always easy. You don't need me to tell you that because you live life and you experience. There's a lot of challenges in life, and sometimes we cope well with them, and sometimes we struggle, and maybe we don't handle it perhaps the way that we should in our lives. And so the pressure of life can sometimes make us begin to sweat a little bit. Maybe work, you know, you're working so hard, and guys who are working in offices, or even ladies that work in there, well, they're working hard, they're under intense pressure, and just there's deadlines and there's pressure, whatever, and they go home, and maybe they're not physically sweating, but maybe their attitude is gone a little bit off, and they go home and a little bit reactive with the kids, or reactive with each other, the husband and wife, a little bit. And they brought this bad smell home. And sometimes we can have that upon our lives, and we don't even realize that we're carrying that around with us. And why does it struggle? Well, the reason is because there's a smell upon our life, and God wants to deal with that in our lives because he doesn't want us to be putting off a bad odor. He wants us to be releasing the aroma of Christ. That's what he's called us to do. So one of the things is just the pressure of life and ministry, or work, even ministry. Paul, well, for him it was ministry. Let's read the scripture in 2 Corinthians 1 and the last part of verse 8 and also verse 9. It says, we were under great pressure. Now you can relate to that because you probably had times where you felt, man, I am under so much pressure in the situation and the circumstances, far beyond our ability to endure. And maybe you felt like that, oh, I can't handle this. I can't handle any more of this. This is hard going. This is hard stuff that I'm going through. So that we despaired even of life. So, Lord, just take me, Lord. I just can't handle this. Indeed, in our hearts we felt the sentence of death. And so, a real struggle there. And sometimes when you're going through a bit of a struggle, you know, in our hearts feeling the sentence of death, and if you're feeling that like the sentence of death there, and there's a bit of smell that's associated with death, and maybe even in our own hearts, just for the pressure and the struggles, we can have a little bit of a smell that begins to come upon our heart and upon our lives. Paul says, this happens so that we not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. And he talks about how he overcame and went through that and all the emotion and those things as you read the rest of the passage through there. But just the exertion of life, the pressure, the struggles that we all go through, at times we can sweat a lot in that, and maybe our attitudes become tainted in that and we don't even realize. There's times in my life where God has, you know, shown me, thought, said, you're smelling this. I think, no, I don't, it's not me. Yes, you do. And God's had to deal with me because something in my own heart or attitude which has been not good. And that puts off a little smell. And so God has even challenged me at times in my own life about this. So some of the things that we do can cause that. And maybe some of the pressures that you're under, maybe because you're not handling it so well or you're struggling in it, maybe there's a bit of an aroma, a smell, an odor that is coming off your own life. And there's other things. Maybe there's other things that we can do. Perhaps if we compromise and sin. So sometimes we think we just sin and, oh Lord, I'm sorry, and you know, it's all done with. But sometimes with his habits or patterns of sin, that there's actually a smell that can be attached to that, and that odor can linger upon our lives. It says in Ecclesiastes 10:1, it says, as a dead fly gives perfume a bad smell, so a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. So everything might be going really well. You're doing all this stuff and it's looking really good and it's looking really great and you look good on the outside and everyone thinks, gee whiz, you got it all together, looks really good. But if there's that little dead fly in there, a little bit of sin in there, that all of that, it overpowers that. And then the smell of that is what comes off your life. And you think, oh, you're doing this great thing and this great... But it's a little dead fly in a big vat of perfume, that the perfume has gone. A little dead fly in there will actually make the whole thing smell. In our lives, we compromise in so many little ways. Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter, but it actually affects the odor of your life. It affects, puts a smell upon us, and it's something that we've got to be really careful about that. Even other people sin, and sometimes other people sin. You know, it can just have an impact upon you. It just, Lord, that's just affected me. When you're exposed to other people's sin at times, and sometimes you say, Lord, you're just going to clean me because that's affected my attitude. It's thought, it's affected me in some way, Lord. Just clean me, Lord. Doesn't have to necessarily be your own sin, but even other people's sin. And certainly one of the areas is some of the things that other people do is where people throw mud at you. They throw lies at you. I remember there was a time when friend Michael and I were going to a church camp. We had a church camp and the church was staying in a caravan park, and it was near this building in this country town where we could all just walk to the from the caravan park to this meeting room that we'd rented for this church camp. And we're walking around. I was probably about 16 or 17 at the time, and Michael and I were walking along. We're just pushing, shoving, just mucking around, just as you do. So we're giving each other a little shove or whatever, and I just went, shove. Well, I got a little bit carried away, obviously, because he went flying over and went flat behind these bushes or little, looked like a planter box, these bushes and things that were there. And the owner, so I'm sort of laughing. Next minute, he stands up and then splat. Oh, he's chucked this mud on me. So I get down there and I get him and I go, by the way, we're off to a church meeting, by the way. We weren't sort of thinking at the time. So I pick it up and we go, boom, and then it's all on. For the next couple of minutes, we're just chucking this stuff at each other. All of a sudden, I pick up the next one and I'm ready to throw, and I thought, this isn't mud. We were there. We suddenly, the brain kicked in, and then the odor began to come. And when you throw stuff, sometimes it sticks, and so we said to go back and get cleaned off and try to not smell terrible going off to this meeting. We thought it was not a good idea to go to the meeting like that, so we had to go back and get all cleaned up before we went off to the meeting. But sometimes what will happen is that people will throw stuff at you, people will throw mud at you, and sometimes stuff will stick. And sometimes you know, look, what they're saying, you certainly know that isn't true. You know that is totally unfounded, totally unfair, that is not true in any way. Even before God, to say, God, if there's anything in this, show me, Lord, reveal it to me. And you know in God that There's no substance to this. But sometimes the people say things to you, say things over your life. People begin to put things upon you and they throw that on you, and sometimes that can stick to your life. And it'll affect your attitude, and you don't even realize that it has. That someone said this about you or did this to you or whatever, and you're affected by it, and you don't realize. And there's a little bit of odor coming, a little bit of bad attitude begins to come out of your life, and you don't even realize that. And so we've got to watch that. And the devil is a master of doing that. He'll throw things at us trying to discourage us. If you feel any hint of discouragement in your own heart today, well, I'll say that the devil has chucked something. The father of lies has thrown something at you, and it's begun to stick on your life. And it's affecting you. You think, oh, I don't smell. I know it wasn't true. It hasn't affected me. But maybe it has. Maybe it has. Maybe there's a lingering odor from that. With Hosea 12, verse 1, it says, Ephraim feeds on the wind. He pursues the east wind all day and multiplies lies and violence. And see, that's what happens when there's lies that are spoken. So the devil comes and he puts his wind. He puts his wind upon a lie, and it's like it spreads and spreads, and people and accusations made or whatever. And he comes, and the devil will put his wind upon it, try to multiply it and increase the effect of it and spread it out and make that thing smell. And that can happen to each and every one of us, that things that are said, maybe something your boss said, maybe someone else said, a family member said, somebody said. And maybe there's a bit of an odor that's attached to our life because it's affected our attitude, affected us in a way that perhaps we didn't know. It can't really affect us because it can't change our scent. It can't change the scent. It can't change our nature because there is the scent of the aroma of Christ. But maybe something's stuck on and it's affected our attitude a little bit. And maybe there's a bit of a smell and we don't even realize that it's there. And so we've got to watch that. We've got to watch that life itself, the exertion of life, that we don't allow that to get us to the stage where it affects our attitudes. We begin to smell or we have compromise or sin in our life, thinking, oh, it doesn't really affect anything. Well, that little fight, it's one little fly in a big vat. It's enough to put off a smell. Sin and compromise will make us put off a smell in our lives. And when other people have said things, the devil's trying to put a lie upon you, that affects us in some way. And there's another thing, maybe one of the things that also smells is something that we don't do. A lot of people don't like changing. And I just want everything the same, always safe, everything the same. But I tell you, if you're someone who's never open to change in your life, if you're not open to change, you will begin to develop a smell in your life. Let's look at Jeremiah 48, verse 11. Jeremiah 48, 11, it says, Moab has been at rest from youth, like wine left on its dregs, not poured from one jar to another. She's not gone into exile. She tastes as she did, and her aroma is unchanged. And if we're not always renewing ourselves in God, if you're on the saving faith, I got saved 50 years ago, and praise God, but you've not grown and changed in God, I tell you what, your attitudes are still going to be off. There's still going to be some wafting smells in our lives. If we're unable to embrace change, if every day we don't have a freshness in God, you need fresh revelation from God every single day. Your relationship with God has to be new and fresh. When they had the manna in Exodus 16, when the manna came down, they had to have fresh manna every day. Because if they tried to have the manna from yesterday and keep it today, what happened to the manna? It got full of maggots, firstly, and then the other thing, it absolutely began to stink. And we need to be able to get fresh revelation, to get a fresh touch of God every day. Because if you're just relying on an experience or something happened a long time ago, I guarantee between now and this place here, your attitude is you're going to pick your little things up along the way, and there's a bit of an odor that's coming out of your life now every day. If we're resistant to change, we can be a bad smell. And that's what the scripture's telling us. She tasted as she did, no change in aroma is unchanged. We've got to be open to what God is doing. Otherwise, we put off a bad smell. We don't even realize that. We think, what's going on here? You know, what's happening? Well, maybe there's a smell because you haven't grown, because you haven't changed. You haven't allowed God to work in your life. And so we've got to be open to what God has done. If you refuse to change, refuse to grow in God, you'll have an attitude problem. You'll have a smell, an odor problem in your life. And so we need to all look at our life. We all need to have a little sniff of our spirit and say, Lord, what do I smell like, Lord? Is there something in my life? Because, Lord, I don't want to be bringing a bad smell anywhere that I go. And, Lord, I want you to show me. show me in my heart and in my life, Lord. Do I bring that and not even know that I'm doing that? Blindly going around through the aisles, not realizing, man, people think, whoa, who was here? Is that of me, Lord? Is there something in my heart? But what do we need? We need something in our life. And as I said, you've got to have that fresh manner to stay fresh. You've got to keep growing in your relationship with God. But we need to allow God to freshen our lives. And I pray that God will do this to us today. I pray, because God is doing some amazing things among us even at this time. And I pray that God will touch us in a special way today. There's a scripture in Exodus 13:25. It talks about the sacred anointing oil. This was the oil that was set aside, could only be used for one particular purpose. Couldn't be used just for any old thing. It was something that was for a particular purpose, the sacred anointing oil. It says, make these into a sacred anointing oil, a fragrant blend, the work of a perfumer. It will be the sacred anointing oil. It's amazing how God is into smell, actually. You read through Exodus, you know, they got to have the incense. They had an altar of incense, and the incense had to be lit there in the morning, had to make sure it was there at night. The incense was always going up to God. God is into smells. He talks about your prayer rising to Him as a beautiful incense unto Him. When you pray, when you love Him, when you worship Him, it's a beautiful incense. God is into smells, actually. He likes that. He likes those things coming. And He talks about this anointing oil, the work of a perfumer, a flagrant blend. I thought perfume was something pretty easy. You know, I thought they'd just get some of that, chuck this in, chuck it out, not smell, try this, bang, bang, bang. And on the radio a couple of months ago, they were interviewing a perfumer. And man, even though you're paying a lot of money for this little bit of smelly water, those guys, it really is a science. It's not just an art, it's a science. Those guys, the amount of work that they put into one little smelly bottle of water is amazing. The amount of work, it is a real art, a real science. It's a they've got degrees, multiple degrees, some of these guys that are the perfumers that do all of this work. It's an amazing thing. We look at this fragrant blend, and it talks about the anointing oil. We know from the scripture that the oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And what I pray is for every one of us, that maybe in our own life, maybe just out of the pressures of life and those things, we've got a bit of an odor. Maybe it's what other people have said, or maybe it's been sin or compromise in our life, and maybe it's just that we haven't gone on with God. We're just still where we were a few years ago, and we've got a bit of a smell upon our life. And my prayer is that the Lord would come this day, and He'd anoint you by His Holy Spirit, and just touch you, and let the perfume of the Holy Spirit come upon your life, and just wash away anything, any bad attitudes that are there. You don't even realize that you've got them. And say, Lord, let your oil come upon me. Lord, wash me. Lord, cleanse me. Lord, by your Spirit, Lord, let me be clean. Lord, I don't want odor upon my life. Lord, I want your fragrance upon my heart and upon my life. And I pray that that's your prayer today. I pray that you're saying, Lord, just touch me with that oil. Touch me with that oil, Lord, because I don't want any bad odor in my life. I don't want any bad attitudes that are in my life. Lord, I want your fragrance upon my life. And maybe God is stirring you today and saying, yeah. And when you look at yourself, think, yeah, maybe there is some things in my life that God really wants to deal with on this day. And there's another beautiful scripture in the Song of Solomon, verse 4, verse 16. It's a beautiful passage. And if you want to know how much God loves you, you read that and just see God's heart to you, how His desire for you. But it says, awake, north wind, and come, south wind. Blow in my garden, that its fragrance may spread abroad. Let my lover come into his garden and taste its choice fruits. But it says, blow in my garden that its fragrance may spread abroad. And remember, your nature, your scent is the fragrance. It's the aroma of Christ. Nothing more beautiful, nothing more precious is you, is the Christ in you, who you are in God, the way that God looks at you. Nothing more beautiful than that. And my prayer today is that each of us will say, Lord, come, blow on my garden, blow on my life, Lord. Lord, let your wind of your Spirit be upon me. Blow on my life, Lord, and let the fragrance of you in me, Lord, the aroma of Christ, Lord, let that spread. Let it spread, Lord, that wherever I go, wherever I am, whenever I am, Lord, that the fragrance of Christ is revealed and spread across my life. Because I believe God wants to blow on our lives this morning. That first, just to that perfume of the Holy Spirit, the presence of God just touching us in that way, just to get rid of any odor. But then the wind of the Spirit blows upon our life. And the fragrance is spread. And it's a beautiful thing. You are beautiful. You really are. And you just got to allow God to release the beauty in you. It's a beautiful aroma. And allow God to do that. If you don't know Jesus today, come to Him and say, Lord, I don't want to be stinky by nature. Lord, because even if I try to put on the perfume and ultimately I'm still stinking, no, you come and know Jesus Christ and have your nature change, a beautiful scent, the fragrance of Christ. Maybe for us to know Christ and just through the pressures of life we've allowed an odour to come, an attitude to form. And say, Lord, let your Holy Spirit come upon me, Lord, that beautiful perfume. And then, Lord, let your wind blow upon my life, that your fragrance may spread. So let's stand. I want to pray for us this morning. I want to pray that. Because this is something that you don't even know about. You don't know. We go on blindly and we don't realize unless someone tells us. And I pray the Lord will point out to you today in your own heart. You don't have to be sniffing each other. He hasn't asked us to do that. But to look in our own heart and say, Lord, is there something about me? Something in my attitude, Lord? Lord, is there an area of compromise? Lord, if I believe the lies of the enemy, if I believe what the devil has said to me and I've allowed that to affect me, so Lord, I'm not going to do that, Lord. Just wash away that rubbish in Jesus' name. And so, Father, even as we stand here today, Lord, I thank you, Father, for every person that is here. Father, I pray, Lord, if there's anyone that is here that hasn't made Jesus the Lord and Savior, Father, they'll apprehend your grace, Lord, that even though we're by nature, before we know you, we're so smelly to you, Lord, that you still love us. Lord, you still will accept us, Lord, and change our nature, Lord, that we become the fragrance, the aroma of Christ, Father. I pray that, Lord, for every person that doesn't know Jesus here today, Lord, they'll come and say, yeah, I need that change. I don't want to smell. I want to have that change. And Lord, for every one of us that are here, Father, as we stand before God, Lord, I pray, Lord, by revelation, Lord, that you show us, Lord, yeah, where maybe we smell. Maybe just for the pressure of life, Lord, and just the struggles, Lord, and we've got some attitude, Lord, that's begun to form there. Maybe it's an area of sin or compromise in our life, Lord. Maybe it's apathy in our own hearts, Father. Lord, maybe it's where things have been spoken against us, Lord, and we believe that, Father. Maybe, Lord, we just haven't grown with you. Lord, we're still where we were 2 years ago, 1 year ago, 2 months ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And, Lord, we don't realize that we begin to smell when we don't change, Lord, when we don't grow in you, Father, Lord, when we don't have the fresh manner. So, Father, as each of us stand before you now, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you speak to each one, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that we, Lord, we don't want to smell. We don't want to have an offensive odor, Lord. We want the aroma of Christ to be released from our hearts, Father. I pray, Lord, the wind of the Spirit will blow upon us. And, Lord, that we will be known as ones who are releasing the aroma, the fragrance of Christ, Lord. That we'll be successful in our relationships, Lord, because it's your aroma that is coming forth. Successful at work, Lord. Successful in everything that we do because of the aroma of Christ is being released through our lives. And so, Father, I ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.